The Holy Gospel according to Luke, the second chapter. Now every year Jesus' parents went to Jerusalem for the festival of the Passover. And when he was 12 years old, they went up as usual for the festival. When the festival was ended and they started to return, the boy Jesus stayed behind in Jerusalem, but his parents did not know it. Assuming that he was in the group of travelers, they went a day's journey. Then they started to look for him among their relatives and friends. When they did not find him, they returned to Jerusalem to search for him. After 3 days, they found him in the temple, sitting among the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions. And all who heard him were amazed at his understanding and his answers. When his parents saw him, they were astonished, and his mother said to him, "Child, why have you treated us like this? Look, your father and I have been searching for you in great anxiety." He said to them, "Why were you searching for me? Did you not know that I must be in my father's house?" But they did not understand what he said to them. Then he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was obedient to them. His mother treasured all these things in her heart, and Jesus increased in wisdom and in years, and in divine and human favor. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise be to you, Lord. Please be seated. Grace and peace to you all from our crucified and risen Lord and Savior. Amen. Let us pray. Good and gracious Lord, may the words from my lips and the meditation of our hearts be pleasing to you as we go about our day, this Christmas day, and our lives this week into the new year and always. In your name, Jesus, we pray. Amen. Talking with a colleague about their Christmas experience, she said, "It was so exciting for the children to unwrap the gifts under the tree. And so quickly they unwrapped things and set them aside and looked at the next one to be given and to be unwrapped. And they quickly unwrapped. And then one of her four children said, "There are almost no more presents." And that was a reminder to her. Maybe we need to pause and ponder what this Christmas is really all about. And so they pulled out the Bible and they read the birth narrative of Jesus again, which some of you heard on Christmas Eve, and perhaps some of you read yourself on Christmas Day. And then they began singing Christmas songs just to recenter themselves and to remember the newborn babe, God, the Word became flesh, who came to dwell among us, to live in our flesh, to tell us about his great love and grace and mercy for us in the world. Today's gospel reading, it invites us this Christmas morning to remember that even though the world around us tells us Christmas tree needs to be put up, Christmas lights need to be taken down, New Year's is here, even though there's a lot of turmoil going on in the world, it invites us, like Mary, to sit and ponder these words that we hear about Jesus being born, being laid in a manger, being our gift from God that is ours eternal in baptism. For many of you who have children or have cared for kids, can you imagine the anxiety of Joseph and Mary leaving after an 8-day festival thinking their son was with them? And they went a day's travel. They traveled in a large group, so they didn't even notice that he was gone until the day was near the end. And can you imagine not finding your child? The anxiety that would cause, and to have to travel back another full day. And then it took 3 days before they found Jesus. That I can't imagine. I know I would be full of fear and worry. Lots of prayer. But when they found Jesus, he was surprised that they didn't know where he was. This was actually the first time where Jesus, in our scripture, tells us and acknowledges that God is his Father. Don't you know that I need to be in my Father's house? And Mary and Joseph didn't understand, even though the angel Gabriel came and told Mary and Joseph that this was God's son and they would raise him, they still didn't know what that meant. And don't we, at times, still don't know what it means to have Jesus as our Lord and Savior? What does that mean to us in our daily lives and in this world where we're being pulled in all directions and the voices tell us different things that are contrary to God's love and mercy and grace? And yet, Jesus wasn't being disrespectful. He was just answering his call. Because when he returned with his parents that were raising him, he was obedient. He was just trying to be obedient. But granted, he should have told his parents, right? That could have saved a lot of worry. So, in our text today, we are invited by Mary to ponder what it means to have Jesus come into this world, what it means in our personal lives to have him as our Lord and Savior, that even though we don't always get it right, and that's often, God gets it right for us, and through his grace on the cross forgives us, and through our baptism, we have a new beginning every time we turn to God and confess our sin. Our sins are wiped clean. They're washed clean in the waters of baptism. And that is the true gift and the joy that we have in the Word become flesh. So this sixth day of Christmas, before New Year's Eve, before the world tells you you have to go on with the next task, I invite you this morning for a few moments of silent reflection and pondering, what is God up to with Jesus, and how does that affect my life? Continue with the hymn of the day, hymn number 718.